We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. The Jen Show needs you. Join the conversation at 404-741-9400 on Star 94.1.
Hey, Alex, I have a question for you about this guy who sent you the message.
Okay.
You've stalked all of his social media, so you've obviously seen his fiance, right? Does his fiance look anything like the girl Cassandra that he wants you to introduce him to, or are they even close in appearance? Because he said in his email, he wrote, what did he say? I've dreamt about what this woman looks like, or I've dreamt that she's going to be the woman. So do they look alike?
They don't.
Okay.
They don't.
All right. Interesting.
But I just want to reiterate that, like, when my friend and I, you know, scoped all his social media, he seems like a very, very normal person. Like, he's got a good job. I mean, he gave me his employer. He's very attractive. He looks like a down-to-earth, nice person. Nothing seems creepy at all. And, you know, like, you know, your female sensor will go off if something is, like, creepy, but nothing. So this makes it even more bizarre and, like, harder to decide what to do.
All right, I'm going to throw you on hold, and then we got every phone line is lit up, so.
Everybody's got some advice for you. Steven from Canton joins the Jeff and Jen Show. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's the advice for Alex? What does she do with this?
Well, first of all, this guy is garbage. All right, he's already engaged. He's already committed. And who's to say this would even work out? What if him and Cassandra are total opposites, would blow up? How do you think the fiance he has right now is going to feel? This guy doesn't have loyalty, apparently. And I got, you know, the women are all like, oh, it's destiny, blah, blah, blah. Let's be real with it, you know. Let's be real. Draw it in. He's garbage, not loyal. You should probably leave him.
All right,
thanks, Steven. Mm-hmm. Hey, Heather.
Hey.
What you got for Alex?
Okay, this is destiny. Because I know of another story where a woman... mother was ill and she wanted her daughter to get married, and she was like, I'm gonna get married. And she said, to who? And she just said a random name. And then after her mother passed away, she met the guy with the random name that she had said, mm-hmm. and they ended up being perfect soulmates, got married, lived happily ever after. And I am one to believe you have to follow that gut instinct, like you have it for a reason. And there is such a thing as love at first sight, even if it isn't a picture. And I think she needs to talk to their mutual friend and hook them up.
Really? Wow. Even though he's engaged?
Even, it doesn't matter that he's engaged. He's not married.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Brenda in Stockbridge, what you got?
Hey, I think that it's really not up to you to withhold it, because whether it's destiny or not, these two individuals should be able to decide that for themselves. So by you withholding that information, you may be holding up what his destiny is or what her destiny is. Either one of them may have someone else that they're supposed to be with. And if he's dreamt about this lady and he saw it, you know what's been in your mind since you've been a little child, you know. So whatever it is, whether he's telling the truth or not, even the fact that he's willing to put his relationship with his fiance at risk, he's following his heart. So that's up to those two people to decide.
So you're saying Alex almost has an obligation to pass the message along.
Pass it along.
Yes, because if she doesn't, she's still just as much at fault as if she does and it doesn't work out.
Whoa.
Wow. That's really deep, Brenda.
Whoa.
Hey, Kimberly in Macon.
Hey. My thing is the fact that the guy shouldn't be engaged whether this is how he's feeling to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If he's feeling that he needs to pursue this with Cassidy, he needs to be up front with his fiance and be like, look, this is how I'm feeling. And let everybody decide what to do. Rather, if Alex passes on the information to Cassidy or not, he needs to be up front with his fiance.
It's Cassandra. We don't want to get our afternoon host.
Just Sanders. Sorry.
Yes.
Just
Sanders.
She's like, wait, no.
Like, where's Cassidy coming to pick you up?
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
well, I'm even more confused.
I know.
Yeah, well, you're welcome for that.
Do you think this is possibly just cold feet? He's about to get married. He's engaged to somebody else. He's scrolling through Instagram. He's mutual friends with Alex. And he's like, oh, that girl's so beautiful. Maybe I'm making the wrong decision.
I think you have not written him back at all, right?
No.
I think we need to talk to him.
You think he would talk to us?
Oh, my God.
If this is truly what he believes, you said he lives in Oklahoma. So,
yeah.
Which leads me to believe his fiance lives in Oklahoma.
Right.
So he could come on the radio in Atlanta and nobody would have any idea.
And she wouldn't know.
Right.
Oh, my God. You can find his number?
Well, to the all the social media stuff, we have his employer. Just call him at work and say...
Yeah, we can dig around and find that.
I don't even... Yes.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You have to do that. You have to.
Now the question
Alex
is
like, then it doesn't make it my decision.
Right.
It's somebody else's.
Now the question is, Alex, do you want to be on the call when we do that? Or do you just want to kind of be eavesdropping?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What do you
She's gotta report back to her friends.
I know, right?
All your friends are gonna wanna know what happened.
All right, we're gonna figure out what to do. Hold on, okay, Alex, we might be right back with you here in a second. Okay? All right. So, Alex, I called the work number, whatever, and got voicemail and then used the little directory thing and got to his voicemail, but I chickened out. I didn't leave a message. So he's a real... I know. So he's, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to regroup after the show today. We're going to table it for now. We have to decide whether or not you should leave a message or Jen and I should leave the message. We also have to decide if we should send an email or actually leave a voicemail or just try to get him on the phone. So we're going to...
I think you guys should call him.
I think
he's going to be more likely to do it if you do it.
We're going to table this
for now.
You're
the connection to Cassandra.
And if you are available right after the show, we'll call you. We'll sort it out. Yeah, you're the gatekeeper.
Okay.
And this is going to go one of two ways. It's either going to be...
beautiful, destiny, magic.
Or... so we're going to call you right after the show, and we'll figure it out, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for bringing
this
story.
Yeah, thank you
to
for
us.
Bringing it to us. This
for
is crazy.
Me. I'm so glad I called you.
Yeah, so are we.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.